three. Sorry, three terms.
Okay, councillors and staff, member of the government, I'd just like to welcome everybody to the Irwin Shire Council, Irwin Ordinary Council meeting for the 22nd of July 2025, and commencing at 6 p.m. Item one, I've just been through. Item two, record of attendance, apologies, leave of absence. There is one apology, our manager of development, Murray Connell. Mr. Murray Connell, approved leave of absence is nil. We have one person in favour. Item three, response to previous public questions taken on notice. There is quite a bit here, council, so I'll work through them. Question one from Maria Rinaldi, Port Denison. When will the Shire rectify the uneven surfaces around the town site, such as the corner of Hunt and Church Streets on Point Bounder Drive and near the bridge, as these areas present safety hazards for mobility scooter chauffeur users with potential risk of tipping? The response: the Shire is committed to enhancing accessibility across the town site in line with our Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. Date: each financial year, funding is allocated for footpath maintenance and improvements, with projects prioritised based on safety concerns, accessibility needs, and community feedback. We recognise that uneven surfaces can create hazards, especially for mobility scooter users, and will continue to address these issues through our ongoing infrastructure improvement program. The specific locations mentioned have been noted for assessment and prioritisation within upcoming works. Question two from Mr. John Rossett at Port Denison. Can the Shire install an automatic door at the main entrance of the Donga Medical Centre? Response: thank you for the suggestion. Installing an automatic door at the main entrance of the Donga Medical Centre is a valuable idea that would improve accessibility for all visitors. We'll refer this proposal to council for consideration as part of the upcoming budget planning process. Question three, Mr. John Rossett, Port Denison. Why have Sea Folk and Sea Spray been given an exemption on signage, but the Donga Bakery has not? Response: Sea Spray Beach Cafe and Sea Folk Cafe are located on the outskirts of town, in areas where passing travellers are unlikely to be aware of their presence without adequate signage. Due to their distance from the town centre and limited alternative options for visibility, these businesses rely heavily on directional signage to attract visitors. Both have experienced a noticeable decline in trade following the removal of signage, prompting council to grant temporary exemptions in these specific areas. In contrast, Donga Bakery is centrally located with high visibility and accessibility, and therefore does not face the same challenges in attracting passing traffic or maintaining customer awareness. Question four, Mr. John Rossett at Port Denison. Why was Point Leander Drive from Leach Street to George Street realigned? Response: the original realignment of Point Leander Drive between Leach Street and George Street appears to have been carried out some time ago to accommodate the growth of the fig trees in the area. However, this resulted in a narrower footpath corridor, which raised safety concerns, particularly for families with young children. The decision to return the road to its original alignment was made to address these concerns by widening the footpath corridor. This improvement enhances pedestrian safety and accessibility and also provides the opportunity for the removal of vehicle access dips, creating a smoother and safer path for all users. For public question time, we have a list of 10 questions here from Mr. Bruce Baskerville, which I'm happy to read out here. And I believe, Bruce, that you have been advised that we'll take these on notice and you'll provide a response.
Yeah, thank you, President. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce. I'll read these questions 1 to 10 now, Council. Question 1, Mr. Bruce Baskerville, Chair, Irwin District Historical Society. With regards to the Donga Public Town Hall restoration works, what is the project, works, or purpose of the funding? Question 2, Bruce Baskerville, Chair, Irwin District Society. All these questions are from Bruce Baskerville, Chair, Irwin District Historical Society. Question two, with regards to the Donga Public Town Hall restoration works, have any of the works commenced? Question three, with regards to the Donga Public Town Hall restoration works, has any of the funding been spent, and if so, on what? Question four, with regards to the Donga Public Town Hall restoration works, why is there a difference in the budgeted funding between 240,000 dollars last year and 256,000 dollars this year? Question five, with regards to the Donga Public Town Hall restoration works, if work had not been commenced by the end of last financial year, 2024-2025, will the funds be carried over in full to the 2025-2026 financial year for the same or similar work on the hall? Question six, with regards to the Denison House capital renewal works, what is the project, works, or purpose of the 25,000 dollar funding set aside in the adopted annual budget? Question seven, with regards to the Denison House capital renewal works, has any of the work commenced? Question eight, with regards to the Denison House capital renewal works, has any of the funding been spent, and if so, on what? Question nine, with regard to the Denison House capital renewal works, is any of the funding available for conservation works on the riverbank terracing in front of the building? And question ten, with regards to the Denison House capital renewal works, if work had not commenced by the end of last financial year, 2024-2025, will the funds be carried over in full to the 2025-2026 financial year for the same or similar work on Denison House? Okay, that's the list of questions there. Would you have anything else you would like to add to that, Bruce? Are you happy now? We just provide a written response to those questions.
No, that's fine. Thank you, President.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, Council, move on to item five. Declarations of interest is nil. Question six, applications for leave of absence is nil. Item seven, petitions and deputations is nil. Item eight, confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 24th of June, 2025. The officer recommendation is that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 24th of June, 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, seconder, Councillor Melson, all those in favor? Motion's carried. Thanks, Council. 8.2, agenda forum notes, 15th of July, 2025. The officer recommendation is that council confirms the notes of the agenda forum held 15th of July, 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Tunbridge, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favor? Motion's carried. Thanks, Council. Item nine, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. 25th of June, 2025, the Shire President attended the Midwest Economic Forum held in Geraldton. 1st of July, 2025, the Shire President and the CEO met with Mr. Rob Gillam to discuss the surf beach erosion. 3rd of July, 2025, the CEO attended a government forum at the City of Vincent, and on the 21st of July, the President attended the PAG draft implementation plan. Okay, meeting. All right. Item 10, Council reports, officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Finance 07-25 accounts for payment June 2025. For Council to receive the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during June 2025, the officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the accounts paid during 2025 as contained in attachment booklet July 2025 and represented by the following table. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favor? Motion's carried. Thank you, Council. Finance 02-07-25, monthly financial statements May 2025. Report purpose is for Council to consider and receive the monthly financial statements for the period 1st July 2024 to 31st of May 2025. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1st July 2024 the 31st of May 2025, as contained in the attachment booklet, July 2025. Move of that item, please, Councillor. Councillor Gillam, seconder for that item. Councillor Tunbridge, all those in favour? Motion's carried. Thank you, Councillor. 10.2, development reports. Development 01-07/25, June 2025, development delegated and authorised authority report. Report purpose is for Council to receive the June 2025 development delegated and authorised authority report. The officer recommendation is that Council by simple majority receives June 2025 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in the attachment booklet July 2025. Move for that item, please, Councillor. Councillor Wise, Councillor Summers, a seconder. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you, Councillor. Development 02/07-25, proposed local planning scheme, amendment number 22, rural residential rezoning lot 9000 Eden Valley Close, Tonga. The officer's recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, supports amendment number 22 to the Shire of Irwin local planning scheme number 5 without modification. Could I have a mover for that item, please? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you, Council. All right, Council, I think that's it. We move on to 10.3, community service reports, which is nil. 10.4, operations reports is nil. 10.5, office of the CEO reports is nil. 11, item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision is nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public is nil. Item 15, there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:13 p.m. Thanks very much, Councillor. Nice, quick, simple this evening.